Abby Johnson, Election Choice Between Anti-Life Radicals and Most Pro-Life President. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 25, 2020. During her address at the Republican National Convention, RNC, Tuesday night, pro-life leader Abby Johnson laid out the stark choice Americans must make in November between two radical, anti-life activists and the most pro-life president we've ever had. The former Planned Parenthood director, who now runs a ministry that helps other abortion workers leave their jobs, painted a grisly picture of the abortion industry from her own 8 years of experience. "When I was in college, Planned Parenthood approached me at a volunteer fair," she explained about how she first became involved with the abortion business. "They talked about helping women in crisis and their commitment to keep abortion safe, legal and rare," Johnson continued. "I was convinced to volunteer and later offered a full-time job as a medical assistant before my promotion to director of the clinic. I truly believed I was helping women. But things changed in 2009. In that year," she explained, "she was given Planned Parenthood's Employee of the Year Award and invited to attend its annual gala, where the organization presented its highest honor, the Margaret Sanger Award. Margaret Sanger was a racist who believed in eugenics," Johnson continued. "Her goal when founding Planned Parenthood was to eradicate the minority population." She explained that, today, nearly 80% of Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are strategically placed in minority neighborhoods. "Later, in August, my supervisor assigned me a new quota to meet," she continued to describe her experience. "An abortion quota. I was expected to sell double the abortions performed the previous year." Johnson said when she objected, she was rebuked and told, "Abortion is how we make our money." Her life changed, however, 1 month later, when a doctor asked her to assist with an abortion using ultrasound technology. "Nothing prepared me for what I saw on the screen. An unborn baby fighting back, desperate to move away from the suction instrument. And I'll never forget what the doctor said next, 'Beam me up, Scotty. The last thing I saw was a spine twirling around in the mother's womb before succumbing to the force of the suction. On October 6, I left the clinic, looking back only to remember why I now advocate so passionately for life," Johnson said. Today, her organization, And Then There Were None, has already helped more than 600 abortion workers leave the abortion industry. "For most people who consider themselves pro-life, abortion is abstract," she said, adding, "They can't even conceive of the barbarity. They don't know about the products of conception room in abortion clinics, where infant corpses are pieced back together to ensure nothing remains in the mother's wombs, or that we joked and called it the pieces of children room. But for me, abortion is very real. I know what it sounds like, what it smells like. Did you know that abortion has a smell? I've been the perpetrator, to these babies, to these women." Johnson said she supports President Trump because he's done more for the unborn than any other president. She explained that Trump barred federal funds for international organizations that promote abortion and reversed an Obama-Biden rule that allowed government subsidies for abortions. He appointed a record number of pro-life judges, including two Supreme Court justices, she added. And, importantly, he announced a new rule protecting the rights of healthcare workers objecting to abortion, many of whom I work with every day. "Life is a core tenet of who we are as Americans," Johnson concluded. "This election is a choice between two radical, anti-life activists, and the most pro-life president we've ever had. That's something that should compel you to action."